what would you say are the most important skills in leadership? Clearly, as the president of the Political Science Association at McMaster University, you have a lot of positive traits such as leadership, also hard work. So what would you say are the most important skills relevant to a good leader?
Good leader. With not just the president of the Political Science Association, but I was also a team leader in another service that the MSU holds is MSU Spark. It's another first year integration program where you take 10 students or like 10 friends, 10 mentees per term, and you help them integrate and you know, help them with their social lives, any sort of like issues that they have, any sort of like any questions that they have with the integration from grade 12 to first year. I was helping out there. And I'm also an executive member on the first service that I talked about, the MSC Maroons. And with that experience, I've found that just being approachable is the number one biggest and most important quality in a leader. If the people that you are a leader for feel comfortable with approaching you with any sort of concerns, any sort of problems at all, it really makes you feel comfortable, and it makes the entire environment and the entire population feel comfortable. So number one would definitely be approachability. Number two is that you are understanding. Things happen. A lot of people either won't be able to do certain things. A lot of people have restrictions, whether it's like physical or they just don't want to do certain things. And you have to be flexible and understanding of people's comfort zones. And you have to act and do things in a certain way that is inclusive and kind of includes everyone's abilities.
Tyler, in terms of engaging students in international relations and affairs, what more should universities do in order to support students in this field?
Yeah, one of the biggest things one of the coolest things that I've seen at McMaster this year is this initiative called Perspectives on Peace. It is meant to get students engaged with international affairs, current affairs. One of the coolest things that I saw at McMaster this year was an initiative called Perspectives on Peace. It's meant to get students engaged with international affairs and to start thinking of kind of peaceful solutions and resolutions when it comes to like conflict, when it comes to in the environment, when it comes to just kind of disagreeing with anyone. So if students or if universities took a stance that is, or started initiatives that is very much related to the Perspectives on Peace initiative at McMaster, it would be very beneficial because it's cool because it stays away from a bias. It's meant to get students engaged, and it's meant to just it's very informative. It helps kind of students, not even just in political science, but it helps like science majors, engineers, nursing, humanities, music students. It gets the entire student population involved in international affairs and in kind of like conflict related things such as ISIL.
The fact that the university offers this program,
yeah,
is great because you don't necessarily have to be studying international relations and affairs to be actively involved in the field. So one thing that I oftentimes encourage students and young professionals to do is to attend conferences, attend events, ask questions, network with as many people as possible, because it's not only crucial, but it will provide you with an opportunity to learn more about various issues ongoing in today's world. With that in mind, what would you say are some of the professors that have inspired you the most at McMaster?
The number one most influential professor that I've met at universities, his name is Dr. Todd Allway. He's the first year political science professor that everyone has to take if you're going to be a political science major. And you can take his classes just as an elective if you are just kind of interested in political science or if you want to have a minor in it. He's the most enthusiastic, influential kind of teacher / professor I've ever met. He's so enthusiastic. He has a booming voice. He attracts your attention. He is only looking for students to succeed, and he does not want anything else, and he will not kind of take any substitute besides students succeeding. He's very, very approachable, which what I said earlier was like one of the biggest things that I think is important in a leader. And he's very understanding, and he helped start the or help ignite the passion that I have for international relations that I do today.
What would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the students interested in pursuing a career as a young professional in international relations and affairs?
I would say that the biggest advice that I give is to stay away from a biased opinion on any sort of matter. To make sure that you approach any situation, any crisis, any affair that you have to deal with in your career with the evidence-based approach. The biggest piece of advice that I give would probably be to approach any sort of crisis, any situation, any sort of affair with the evidence-based approach, and making sure that you aren't affiliating yourself with any sort of bias when it comes to national security, when it comes to the environment, when it comes to the economy, to make sure that you're taking into account every sort of a perspective and opinion on any sort of affair. I think that would 100% be the most important thing, is to just make sure that you're staying away from a biased viewpoint.
Tyler, did you want to share any final words with the listeners today?
Yeah, sure. Coming into university, I have found that a large percentage of the students try to change who they are and try to affiliate themselves in groups that don't necessarily fit with who they are as a person, with their kind of personality. Just be yourself coming into university.
It's oftentimes to the students who decide to perhaps look into university. There are so many programs that oftentimes it's difficult for someone who's in grade 11 or 12 to select a program that's the right program for them. So I think that's a crucial point you just made, is to be yourself, because by being yourself, you're going to be able to explore different programs and examine your strengths and weaknesses. I think oftentimes there are a lot of students who are interested in international affairs, relations, politics, law, but you can't do all of that. You can choose a profession that combines all of those fields.
Yeah.
There are a lot of options out there, but you have to ultimately know what it is that you enjoy. And in order for you to determine what is you want to pursue, you need to be yourself.
While being yourself, I also encourage that you step out of your comfort zone and expand your social horizons, expand kind of your view on the world. Coming into university, my view on the world has like completely changed. Learning about all the different backgrounds, all the different types of people, all the different interests that there are, it kind of expanded my social horizons, expanded kind of my mind, not to sound cliche, but just get out of your comfort zone. It's okay to be yourself. And with that, you will succeed.
And I must say that we're very lucky to live in Canada, where multiculturalism and diversity is very rich, and we're provided with an opportunity to learn more about different cultures. By learning more about the various cultures out there, we enrich our own lives. Tyler, I really want to thank you very much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I have to say that I appreciate all of the valuable advice that you've provided to the students interested in pursuing a career in international relations and affairs. And at the same time, I really want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me to do this interview, and most of all, for all of the time that you've committed towards helping today's youth succeed.
Thank you very much.